the man said, a million here and a million there, and eventually you've got real money. Okay, 415.
Authorize the Bureau of Environmental Services to execute easements with Tualatin Hills Park and Recreation District as part of the Southwest 86th Avenue Pump Station and Appurtenances Project Number E09051 and Fano Basin Pressure Line System Upgrade Project Number E10599.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Mayor and City Commissioners. For the record, my name is Scott Gibson. I'm with the Bureau of Environmental Services, and with me today is Debbie Castleton. And this item is asking for authorization to enter into easement agreements with Tualatin Hills Parks and Rec. One of the easements is associated with the 2% set aside for art on the project. And the other easement is in order to facilitate construction on the force main manway removals. Let's see. The reason why I brought Debbie is she could give us a summary of where we are on the art. She's been our face in the public for the last 5 years on the Fano pump stations, and I turn it over to her to give you a short summary of what we're doing.
Thank you. It's nice to be in front of you with my actual job. Thank you. We have been working with the public in the Southwest area and the Fano Basin area near the pump station for several years. We have a citizen advisory committee out there. And that includes Tualatin Hills staff and members of the public that live in the area surrounding the pump station. And we selected, working with Regional Arts and Culture Council, working with Peggy Kendellen, who's the art manager for this, two emerging artists because it was a very small budget. Most of the pump station is underground, so we only do the 2% for art for above-ground structures. So the two emerging artists that we selected are David Beckelhide and Christina Conant. And they actually, David lived in the area growing up, so he's very familiar with the area. The site proposed is outside of the BES property. Where the north, where the Southwest 8th Avenue pump station is built on the east side, and it's on THPRD's property right off the trail about 2 feet. It's about 120 feet in length and ranging. The art is actually ranging from 1 to 2 feet, so it's not a safety hazard. It'll be interactive to the public, and it's a sculpture, and it references they did a lot of research on this and worked with the public, referencing the elevation lines of the topography of the area, as well as the course of Fano Creek. There will be also, in consultation with THPRD, the native edible plants along the fence line, so the public can actually interact with that, and that references the native people of the Tualatin tribes over there and the first settlers who began farming in the area. So the artists were very conscientious of the history of the area and working with the public over there. And the selection committee worked with the local residents, and we also met with the public with the artists to portray where we wanted to have it on site. And they mocked up a cardboard version of the art, a little bit of it, so they could see actually where we were proposing it, and asked for public comment, which we received in the mail or by email, and that was last May, so almost a year now. And we received, I'd say, 98% positive support for the work, with the one person who just hates us in general. we've received good support, and I think everybody's excited, and I liked having the actual public involvement piece, working with the public on the art and the selection of the artists. We went through, like, I think 100 resumes and proposals for the art, and since it's such a small budget, we had this such passionate group of young artists that are really emerging, which is great.
And this item is here before it's an emergency that will help us facilitate coordination. We have to have the easements approved by Tualatin Hills Parks Board as well. And it's a no-cost easement. The reason why we're here is it requires mutual indemnification clauses. Okay. And that's it. We're going to answer any questions.
Great. Thank you. Questions? Okay.
What's the budget for the art?
It was $30,000.
Oh, $30,000.
Great. Thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Anyone want to speak on this item? It is an emergency ordinance, so we will take a vote, please.
Saltzman?
Thank you. Aye.
Novick?
Thank you. Aye.
Fritz?
Great work. Aye.
Hales?
Aye.
Thank you.
Okay.